Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Sigmund Freud. His dates are from 1856 to 1939. Okay? He was an Austrian neurologist and also the founder of psychoanalysis. And keep in mind that his theories about the unconscious, about Oedipus complex, about the structure of the psyche, human psyche. For example, he says that the human psyche has id, ego and superego. All of these ideas have revolutionized how we understand human behavior and motivation, and his ideas have profoundly also shaped the field of psychoanalytic criticism in literature. Okay? So, using his ideas, we can do character analysis and explore the unconscious motivations and desires of characters in literary works. We also do authorial psychoanalysis. So, we examine the author's own psyche and how it might be reflected in their work, in the work which the author has written. After that, literary works are also treated as a kind of dream, whereby we interpret its symbolism, the hidden meanings, to uncover deeper psychological truths. And then, of course, Sigmund Freud's ideas have also influenced reader response theory. In that, basically, we analyze how a text engages with the reader's own unconscious desires. Okay? Reader's own unconscious desires and anxieties. And also from an exam point of view, the ideas of Sigmund Freud are extremely important. Okay? Now, after that, keep in mind that though Sigmund Freud has written plenty of works, at least you should be aware of the names of some of his works. Okay? For instance, in the year 1900, his work called The Interpretation of Dreams was published. Okay? The Interpretation of Dreams. Uske baad, there is another important work called Civilization and Its Discontents. Okay? Civilization and Its Discontents, which came out in 1930. Uske baad ek aur work hai inka, it's called Totem and Taboo. Okay? T-O-T-E-M, Totem and Taboo. This came out in 1913. And then we have one more work. It's called The Psychopathology of Everyday Life. Okay, The Psychopathology of Everyday Life. This was published in 1904. Okay? So in the exam, they can also ask you whether this work was written by Sigmund Freud or not. They can just give name of various works and they will ask you which of these is not written by Sigmund Freud or which of these is written by Sigmund Freud. So at least you should know the names of the important works. Okay? Uske baad ek aur inka work hai. It's called Beyond the Pleasure Principle. Okay? Beyond the Pleasure Principle. This came out in 1920. Okay? So, let's talk about the ideas of Sigmund Freud in slightly more detail. Okay? Now, Sigmund Freud proposed that much of human behavior is driven by unconscious desires. Unconscious desires, fears and conflicts. Okay? Now, keep in mind that in his life, he conducted many experiments on patients and he deduced many of his ideas on the basis of those experiments. Okay? So, in his life, he examined many patients who had mental disorders. Okay? And based on his findings, he concluded the various ideas that we read about in his works. Okay? Now, one idea, as I pointed out, is about the unconscious mind, that much of our behavior is driven by unconscious desires, fears and conflicts. Okay? After that, another important idea proposed by Sigmund Freud is the idea of the psychosexual development of human beings. Okay? So, he highlighted stages of psychosexual development. So, one stage he called oral, then anal, A-N-A-L, anal, and then phallic. Okay, so, three stages, oral, anal, and phallic. And then he also talks about the Oedipus complex. Okay? Now, there is a very famous work by him called Three Essays on the Theory of Sexuality. Okay? Three Essays on the Theory of Sexuality, which came out in 1905. In this work, he talks about all of this. And let me ask you one more thing. What is the meaning of Oedipus complex? Kya hota hai? Now, keep in mind that there is a very famous character, Greek mythological character called Oedipus. Okay? And Oedipus complex just comes from that. It is derived from that character's name. So, what is this Oedipus complex? Now, Sigmund Freud said that in the third stage of psychosexual development, which is a phallic stage, it is generally between 3 years to 6 years, a child, for example, a male child, will experience a desire for the opposite sex parent. So, for the mother. And they also view their father as their rival or as a kind of enemy. But at the same time, boys in particular have a castration anxiety that if their sexual desires for their mothers, okay, is known by the father will castrate them, punish them by castration. So this leads the boy, the young boy, to repress his sexual desires for the mother. And he also begins to identify with the father. So this is what Oedipus complex is. Now a similar phenomenon can be experienced or can be visible in female children and that is called Electra complex. ठीक है. नाउ आफ्टर दैट वन मोर थिंग यू शुड कीप इन माइंड इज दैट एज पर सिगमंड फ्रॉयड द ह्यूमन साइकी इज कंपोज्ड ऑफ थ्री थिंग्स और थ्री पार्ट्स. वन ही कॉल्ड इड, आईडी इड, देन ईगो and the third is super ego. What is the difference between these three? See, on one hand, the id is the most primitive part of the psyche. It operates based on the pleasure principle. So, whatever gives anybody pleasure, that part of the mind or id will say, do that, do that. Whether it is good or not, do that. Then, on the other hand, we have the super ego. Super ego is just a kind of extreme form of our conscience. For example, in Hindi we say, zameer. Hamara zameer hai. ठीक है. सो आवर कॉन्शियंस, दैट पार्ट ऑफ आवर माइंड विच सेज दैट स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलो मॉरल प्रिंसिपल्स, मॉरल स्टैंडर्ड्स एंड डिसिस्ट फ्रॉम डूइंग एनीथिंग बैड. ठीक है. एंड देन इन बिटवीन द इड एंड द सुपर ईगो वी हैव द ईगो. दिस इज बेसिकली अ काइंड ऑफ मॉडरेटिंग इन्फ्लुएंस, अ काइंड ऑफ मॉडरेटर. नाउ द ईगो सेज दैट डोंट टेक एनी एक्सट्रीम, टेक द मिडल पाथ. ठीक है. सो इट मीडिएट्स बिटवीन डिजायर्स ऑफ द इड एंड द कंस्ट्रेंट्स ऑफ द सुपर ईगो. ठीक है. सो इन द एग्जाम दे कैन ऑल्सो गिव यू अ क्वेश्चन ऑन व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन इड, ईगो एंड सुपर ईगो. ठीक है. सो आई जस्ट टोल्ड यू व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस. नाउ आफ्टर दिस सिगमंड फ्रॉयड ऑल्सो टॉक्स अबाउट एनालिसिस ऑफ ड्रीम्स, द ड्रीम्स दैट वी सी व्हेन वी स्लीप. ठीक है. ही सेज दैट ड्रीम्स आर द रॉयल रोड टू द अनकॉन्शियस. ठीक है. अनकॉन्शियस पार्ट ऑफ द ह्यूमन माइंड. सो बेसिकली ट्राइंग टू से दैट वट एवर वी कैनॉट डू इन आवर रियल लाइफ, those things get repressed in our mind or in our memory, theek hai, and finally in the form of dreams we do it. Suppose somebody has a desire of robbing the bank, theek hai. Of course in real life that person's super ego will say don't do it, otherwise you will go to jail, right? So if that person has a deep desire of robbing the bank, when that person sleeps, theek hai, that desire is always there. So during sleep he or she will see some dreams in which he actually or she actually robs the bank. ठीक है. So in a way trying to say that whatever dreams we have, it is a kind of royal road to the unconscious. So ultimately we find out what is there in the unconscious of any person through the dreams that they see. ठीक है. This is the theory of Sigmund Freud. You may agree or disagree with this, that is a different issue, but this is what Sigmund Freud says. ठीक है. And remember this phrase, he calls dreams the royal road. Take a royal road. Now, after that, Sigmund Freud also talked about the defense mechanisms. Take a defense mechanisms. So, what are these defense mechanisms as propounded by Sigmund Freud? See, basically, they are unconscious strategies that help people cope with anxiety and stress. Is tarike se aap samjho isko. So, these mechanisms can protect the ego from any kind of distress and emotional conflicts. And not just emotional conflicts, but inner conflicts of the mind. ठीक है. बिकॉज आफ्टर ऑल देर इज अ कॉन्फ्लिक्ट बिकॉज देर इज अ टसल गोइंग ऑन बिटवीन इड एंड सुपर ईगो. ठीक है. एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट अल्टीमेटली ईगो मॉडरेट्स बिटवीन इड एंड सुपर ईगो एंड सेज दैट टेक द मिडल पाथ. ठीक है. तो उसी वजह से ये लड़ाई चलती है. सो वट द ह्यूमन माइंड डज इज इट कम्स अप विद सम डिफेंस मैकेनिज्म. सो वट आर दीज डिफेंस मैकेनिज्म्स? वन इज कॉल्ड रिप्रेशन. ठीक है. आफ्टरवर्ड्स वी हैव डिनायल, देन वी हैव प्रोजेक्शन, then we have displacement, then we have sublimation, then we have regression. ठीक है. regression भी है. and what is the difference between these various defense mechanisms? See, first of all repression, ये क्या होता है? See, repression as the name indicates, it unconsciously blocks unacceptable thoughts, feelings and memories from our conscious awareness. So for example, a person may forget a traumatic event which they had in childhood by using repression. ठीक है. देन वी हैव डिनाइल. एज द नेम सजेस्ट, डिनाइल का मतलब क्या होता है? टू रिफ्यूज टू एक्नॉलेज द रियलिटी ऑफ समथिंग, एंड स्पेशली इफ द रियलिटी और फैक्ट इज पेनफुल और डिस्ट्रेसिंग फॉर अस. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, अ पर्सन मे डिनाई दैट ही और शी हैड एनी काइंड ऑफ सब्सटेंस अब्यूज प्रॉब्लम, डिस्पाइट द फैक्ट दैट इन अर्ली इन देयर लाइफ दे मे हैव हैड दैट प्रॉब्लम. और सपोज दे हैड अ ट्रोमैटिक इवेंट इन देयर अर्ली लाइफ. सो रादर देन रिप्रेसिंग दैट, वाई नॉट टेल द माइंड दैट ऐसा कुछ हुआ ही नहीं. So deny it. Okay, so denial is another mechanism. Then we have projection. ये क्या होता है? See, projection is basically when we attribute our own unacceptable thoughts or feelings to others. For example, if I am angry with one of my colleagues, right? Rather than accepting the fact that I am also to blame, I'll just put the entire blame on my colleague. I'll just say that the colleague was being or my friend was being hostile. That is why I got angry. ठीक है. उसके बाद होता है डिस्प्लेसमेंट. What is displacement? See, displacement basically means redirecting emotions or impulses from a threatening object or person to a safer, to a less threatening one. Okay? For example, a person may take out their frustration from work on their family at home. मान लो कि किसी के बॉस ने किसी को डांट दिया ऑफिस में, सो अपना गुस्सा वो निकाल देगा घर वालों पे या घर जाके. दैट इज व्हाट डिस्प्लेसमेंट इज. देन वी हैव सबलिमेशन. ये क्या होता है सबलिमेशन? सबलिमेशन इज बेसिकली चैनलाइजिंग अनएक्सेप्टेबल इम्पल्सिस इनटू सोशली एक्सेप्टेबल और प्रोडक्टिव एक्टिविटीज. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ देर इज अ वेरी अग्रेसिव पर्सन विद अग्रेसिव टेंडेंसीज, रादर देन बिकमिंग अ क्रिमिनल, दैट पर्सन मे बिकम अ प्रोफेशनल रसलर. ठीक है, द वे वी हैव WWE इन यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स. ऑफकोर्स आई एम नॉट सेइंग दैट ऑल रसलर्स आर क्रिमिनल्स, बट सपोज समबडी इज वेरी अग्रेसिव, वेरी स्ट्रांग, बेस्ट वे टू प्रिवेंट डूइंग एनी क्राइम इज टू जस्ट बिकम अ प्रोफेशनल एथलीट, राइट? देयर यू कैन यूज योर अग्रेशन, यूज योर स्ट्रेंथ ऑन जस्ट स्पोर्ट्स. So this is what sublimation is, channelizing unacceptable impulses into socially acceptable or productive activities. Okay? Now after that there is one more defense mechanism, it's called regression. Okay? Regression. Regression kya hota hai? See, it is when we revert to behavior that was typical of an earlier stage of development that we had. Okay? When, for example, there is a lot of stress in our life. So suppose I learn to control my anger and after some time or 1 or 2 years, again some problem is there in my life. So instead of calming myself down, calming my mind down, I become angry, as I may have become angry in childhood. So I'm just reverting to a behavior that was typical of a earlier stage of development. Okay? This is what regression is. So just remember that the ideas of Sigmund Freud are extremely important. Okay? From an exam point of view, you should know what is the unconscious mind or the three components of the human psyche. Id, ego and superego. Uske baad, the stages of psychosexual development. Oral, anal, phallic. Okay? Then we have the defense mechanisms. Repression, denial, projection, sublimation, displacement and so on. Okay? Direct question aa sakte hain ispe, exam mein. Afterwards, you should know about the dream analysis and the fact that dreams are called royal road to the unconscious. Okay? Uske baad, you should be also aware of the Oedipus complex, what this is. Okay? And after that, the name of the important works by Sigmund Freud. For instance, The Interpretation of Dreams, ye to bahut hi important hai. Then we have Totem and Taboo. Theek hai, Totem and Taboo. Then we have Beyond the Pleasure Principle. Theek hai, Beyond the Pleasure Principle. And then one more work that I told you, Civilization and its Discontents. Theek hai, Civilization and its Discontents. Theek hai.